outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
Some say it's just for breakfast. Oh, no, no, no. You know that any time is the right time to fry, microwave, or throw a heaping helping in the oven. Oh, connoisseur of sliced swine.
Cure that hunger with pure pork belly.
That's not bacon. It's bacon on bacon.
And it needs a little more bacon, yeah.
So the next time you crave a four-scene plateful of bacon brittle, a bacon-wrapped filet, bacon-covered pizza, chocolate-covered bacon, or a bucket of bacon bits, we'll tip our pork pie hat to you, Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool, a real American hero.
Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
You don't just eat bacon. You let it melt in your mouth like meaty candy.
Ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. It's Friday, October 22nd. Kara's happy. I'm happy. We're all happy.
Hello. We all scrape for ice cream.
Our favorite day of the week.
Man, Friday. Friday's a good day.
Friday it is.
Oh, Sam.
Welcome to the show.
It's a good day.
Is it so far?
Well, think about it. It's been the weather's been a little overcast. It's been raining, lightning. It's starting to ease up a bit. But it has a very fall-ish feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you
it
think
sure
so?
It sure does. It sure does, yeah. And it's chilly at night. And,
it's chilly. It's got a fallish feeling. And it's I feel pumpkin-ish.
Do you? Pumpkin-ish.
Are you guys going to do pumpkins or anything like that?
I don't do pumpkins.
What about passing out candy? No,
I don't do pumpkins. I don't do costumes.
Really?
No.
I mean, not that shocks me, but I kind of think, yeah. Come on now.
I'm going to a costume party tomorrow, and I'm not putting one on.
Are you serious, Sam? Yeah. That's ridiculous. You're not doing that.
No, I am. I mean, I can't see
Get
myself.
Get a sheet and put two holes in it.
No. No,
no,
I refuse. I'm fucking 50 years old. I mean, this is for kids. Costumes are for kids.
No, not in L.A.
Yeah, in L.A. Everywhere.
No, not in L.A.
Yeah, except for you, of course. You wear them around the clock, all
That's
year
true.
Round.
I actually have a Bumblebee costume and a princess costume in my car.
Yeah. I'm glad you're not coming to that party. You'd embarrass me like crazy.
No, I would not.
Right?
They'd be like, who is that? I wore it too. You know, I told you my friend's friend had a band and they had us dress up in costumes and dance as background singers.
Right.
After the band finished, like nobody went to the band. They went to me and Sarah and they took tons of pictures with us in our costumes.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, yeah. Dollar signs went through our heads. Like, and in L.A., you're always looking for like a cheap, quick buck.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, hey, we have a friend that he bought a bunch of bottles of water.
Uh-huh.
Like a Costco or something. And it was one of those like 114 days, you know, those days that were really, really hot. He went out to Hollywood Boulevard and sold them all. And he made $130.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we were like,
that's an idea.
Damn, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah. There's a lot of money to be made in like weird ways in Los Angeles.
That's true. Like we were talking about being homeless and standing on the corner, on the street corner, on
yeah.
the off ramp.
Mm. I wouldn't do it unless I was doing it to be filmed for like a gag,
right.
some kind of gag. But
right.
yeah. But no, there's been some tough times where I'm like, you know.
You tempted?
I have. I'm like, well, look, I really am pretty busted right now.
Yeah.
I can go sit next to John.
But look, you got a head on your shoulder. You got two hands and two legs.
I know.
You can fucking work. And
I am.
And
I'm working, but I'm just saying. Yeah. There's been those moments where you're like,
yeah.
Hey, guys, I'll pay you back.
Let me do it the easy way.
Well, no, it's more like, hey, I'm in between this and that. I'll pay you back.
Uh-huh.
Leave your address. Attach that dollar. No, I've never done it, people. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, don't do that. You got to be financially independent. That's
well,
what
course.
Gives you self-esteem.
I just
you know?
Think it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. I think, too. Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Self-esteem. But no, I definitely think that you can't really judge people because even though we can look at somebody and go, oh, they're able-bodied and everything. And I'm not saying you have to give them money. I'm not saying any of that. But you just never know the person's story.
That's true.
And I mean, I've never gone and done those things, but I've definitely have had my moments where I've been able to see how people do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I've gone, that's looking a little too familiar.
Yeah.
It's looking a little too easy right now. I mean, like, you know, when I was living in Texas, I was young, I was like 18 or 19, and I didn't have money to pay my rent. Mm. And I remember I drove by this strip club, and I was just kept driving by it. And I kept looking at it going, I think I could do this.
Yeah.
I know I couldn't. Like, I couldn't even probably... Right. I couldn't. I'm such a ham, and I'm such like a showman. But right. I think when it comes to naked stuff, I can do it.
Right, right.
You know, I could be scantily clad. But I couldn't like get up there and be like da 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 da. I don't think I would be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some people can. In fact, I've got breasts on my mind this morning because on the show here last night, I ran a couple of the shows last night.
Oh, you did.
And,
were they naked?
There's one woman that came in, and I remembered her immediately.
From something else.
She'd been on my show before.
Oh, okay.
And she's promoting a site called Go Topless.
Okay.
And a couple years ago, I actually went there. I took my son. I think I told you on Venice Beach.
The topless.
When they did the topless parade and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so that's what it was about. She's like one of the organizers.
Mm-hmm.
So she was here last night, and she just took off her shirt and sat here the whole time without a top. And let me tell you, she had some cute bees, you know?
Boobs?
Yeah.
Was she size B?
Like large bees, I think, or small C's or something.
Oh, okay. But, so she's like a middle size.
Yeah, kind of. But it didn't look big. It just looks like...
Cute.
You know, like cute. And
so
nice puffy nipples. And I was going, oh, man.
What
and were they
were
taking pictures and stuff here, you know? And I can't get it out of my mind.
Sam and I just had a talk about how... Sam wants to be able to say what he wants, and he doesn't want him to feel confined. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do my best to not make you feel confined. And da da da. And as he said, puffy nipple. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, don't make a face. I can't help it, Sam. I can't.
Okay, then just make it. As long as I can talk about it.
I can't help it.
Yeah. But, you know, you realize we're talking about boobs here. I mean,
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that there's a reaction I have. And I actually think it's good.
Okay, well, that's good. If I can still shock you, then it's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. I think there's something beautiful about their stuff that's a little bit, like, kind of, quiet or secret, because then when you go there, it's really exciting.
Right.
You know, and when that stuff becomes kind of everyday casual, and it becomes, for some people, it can kind of erode.
Yeah, for her, it's probably casual, not for us.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Like, yeah.
So the guys in here were having a blast, and she came out, they took pictures and stuff.
Really?
And she's, like, very comfortable with her body, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's just like, I mean...
So what's,
you know,
her message as far as, like, is it just...
You know, they're like the Raelians, I told you. It's
like some kind of a cult stuff.
Or something, yeah. But yeah, they're trying to promote, like, equal opportunity or, like, equal rights for women that they say if men can go topless, then women should, too. Obviously, it's a way to get attention to their cause or whatever,
you know. Yeah, I don't understand it because I feel like there's so many battles out there that need to be fought, and this is the one you're going to put your effort into. We want our...
Well, somebody has to, you know.
I just don't see it as oppressive, you know? I really, as a woman, I don't.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, some women don't get paid as much as men. Why don't we work on that one first?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think at a certain point, people considered or started considering breasts as like sexual organs.
Well, they are in many ways.
Yeah,
they're
but,
both.
You know,
they're reproductive and they're sexual.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you say they're not sexual?
Because, sexual. I mean, look at the people in Africa, for example, that walk around without. I mean, to them, it's not a sexual thing. So why should it be to us?
They also walk around with their dongs out, too. You're saying that's not sexual?
No, man, very few do.
No,
very
they do. They, do. You know, there's a tribe that all they do is they tie a little
I know, I've
twine
seen that.
Around the back.
With a cone or something.
No, they tie a little twine around the base of the penis, and they walk around nude.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, those are far and few.
No, they're not. But I'm just saying. My point is it's a different culture. It's a different way of living.
Yeah.
Hey, if somebody wants to have a nude beach, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
But like a woman just going, hey, I have the right to walk into an office building without my top on.
Yeah.
Like, and that's your cause. That's your, I don't get it. But anyway, to each his own. I'm sure she made everybody's day last night, huh?
Yeah.
Did she?
What?
Did she make everybody's night last night?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
How many guys were
definitely
in here?
Definitely she made mine.
Of course.
There were three guys in here and her.
Okay. So and, three guys and her. Oh, she
right.
was loving it.
And then
it.
I was outside there. But
were you like plastered to the door? Like, did you keep finding reasons to kind of go in there?
No, I just... well, no. I mean, they came out and they took pictures and everything, mm-hmm. you know, so... yeah, I just heard him talk about it, so I came by and looked, and but then she came out, we were talking, she remembered me and stuff. So.
How do you, if a woman's standing there topless and you totally love her breasts, how yeah. were you, like...
It's hard not to
were
look.
Were you not looking the whole time?
Yeah, well, when you talk to her, you look, you know, into her eyes, uh-huh. but then when she turns around, you look at the boobs, you know? And then we took pictures, so obviously you can look then, you know? Uh-huh. And that was funny, you know?
And you took a picture with her?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then in the other studio, we had... another host who is a lesbian, and mm-hmm. I thought, God, she must be having a blast, too.
Oh, do you think she did?
I'm sure. I mean, if she likes women. I'm
oh,
sure
you know, I guess
that,
I guess some women
know?
Are more, yeah, I guess some women are more into effeminate, and then some are more into butch.
Yeah.
So it depends, I guess yeah. Maybe it depends more on, like.
I guess it does depend, but, you know, boobs are boobs, and, you know, I think if you're attracted to women, then it's interesting. You know, just like guys who are
she,
gay,
she,
you know, I
is
mean,
she
they're
a pretty
attracted
woman?
To. Yeah, yeah, she's pretty.
Like, is she pretty yeah. without her top on?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, is she you know, pretty? Not, I mean, I'm saying, is she pretty with her top on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's pretty. I mean, she's not drop dead gorgeous, but she's pretty. Yeah.
Uh huh.
She had long blonde hair, and she was like totally tan and everything. Uh huh. You know? So you can tell that she does this a lot.
So funny. Yeah, another day at LA Talk Radio, people.
I know. But
meanwhile, I'm leaving today to go to a Christian music festival.
But you
and
know,
they're
like,
gonna know about their they know that I'm on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell them like it's not family friendly.
Yeah.
I don't know how to.
But
say
But you know,
this.
It doesn't seem as obscene. I think when it's smaller boobs than if you were sitting here without your top, you know.
No, there's definitely.
Because yours are like out there, you know.
Yeah, well, there's definitely breast discrimination that goes on.
Yeah.
even in clothing. Let me tell you my plight. This is my plight.
Uh-huh.
Not really my plight, but I've you know, there's some body types that are just extreme. You know, I think I have kind of an extreme body type, and some people do where they have their measurements are kind of big, or they're, you know, there's something about them that kind of stands out mm-hmm. in their body. And obviously, you know, and when you live in kind of a world that a lot of the girls don't have boobs or something, and they wear little tops and
right,
everything just fits
right.
really little, and they're
uh-huh,
like,
uh-huh.
they're like really little.
They
pretty.
Don't have to worry about.
Yeah, they're not curvy.
The boobs,
they're
yeah.
not curvy. They're just really sweet, you know. Mm. And you know, you wear the same kind of top, and it looks completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, in the right size, but it's still cut a certain way. It looks
right.
completely different. There's an automatic like association that you're bad.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even like growing up, it's kind of like. There's almost like an association like, ooh, you're more sexual or you're more promiscuous or you're this or you're that. And it's
right.
so not true. It's just the way you're built. Like, I didn't
right.
choose to be built this way, you know?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So it's
yeah.
it's really...
No, it's true, you know, because, I mean, when they have the smaller boobs like models and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, they just kind of look boyish, you know, and it's not...
Yeah.
You know,
and
it's
that's pretty,
not
too.
Feminine.
I mean, there's all different kinds of pretty, but I just think
yeah.
that there's a little bit of like a... It's like the dirty kind of like, ooh, every guy wants that, and girls are kind of jealous, but then they all kind of hate her at the same time.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's just kind of a interesting, like, perspective.
Yeah.
And then if you're on the receiving end of that, then you feel like, oh, is this what I am, or is this the way I'm supposed to act?
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute, I didn't get the memo.
Uh-huh.
I just grew up.
Right.
This is what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I've always, it doesn't matter what size I am, I've always had like a large chest, and you know, mm-hmm. it only gets larger if I gain weight. It's only like,
yeah.
you know, so
yeah.
I don't know what to do.
A lot of women would give a lot to have what you have, so you should be proud.
You hear that, ladies?
Yeah.
Watch out.
I mean, they spend thousands of dollars on ugly fake boobs, you know?
Ugly fake boobs.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I had a, you know, I told you I've had a few Australian roommates. I had this one girl. Oh my gosh, she's so funny. You'd love her. She's from the outback, and she's just so crazy. She's like, oh, girls, let's go. Let's go. She's just like, she's crazy. She wanted to run through our apartment complex and knocking on doors and running, and she wanted to do crazy stuff. She was just really fun, very, very adventurous. And she showed me, she had a boob job done in Australia, and they, she showed me this butchered boob job, and I had to say, oh my gosh, they look good. They look good.
Really?
She had one that was larger and one that was smaller before she had the augmentation.
Right.
And she had gone in to get them slightly enlarged and then obviously to even out the other one.
Right.
To make them, well, apparently the evening out never took because it was still like,
really?
Like one was
big,
bigger.
One smaller.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then underneath the breast was scarring.
Mm.
And, I just felt kind of bad for her, like, yeah. But you know what? She was happy.
Was she?
I mean, I don't know if she didn't, if she, I mean, I don't know if she's, you know, if she didn't notice that or didn't care about it, but.
Yeah, they don't have a choice. That's the thing. You know, once you go under the knife, that's it. Whatever happens, happens. You have to live with it.
Mm.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a tiny scar, too. It was like a thick kind of, like, scarring with, like, scar tissue.
Yeah.
It's like.
I know. Sometimes they take off the nipple and they put it back on, you know, and then you see the stitches all around. It's just not, I don't know, it's not for me. It's not for me. I like natural.
Hey,
call me strange.
In this day and age, right? I don't know. I just like my women 100% human.
There you go.
Is that wrong?
You
know? I just wanted to be 100% homo sapien. I don't need any of this alien part this, part that, injectables this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. But I do know some women that have had augmentations and they've really did it because of their self-esteem and they had no breasts.
Yeah.
You know, I have an aunt who had her chest enlarged in the 80s and she just, I mean, she had three kids and she was already a really tiny, tiny woman that didn't have a lot of boobs. Maybe it's like a size A.
Really?
And then she lost, you know, then she had three kids and like it deflates them, I guess.
Mm.
And then I have friends that have had major weight loss and have like the skin, it's just skin.
Wow.
You know? So.
Yeah, I know. They need to do like a tummy tuck or something when they have that.
Huh? Yeah, and also like an augmentation or a lift or something like that, because it's just all the skin, you know.
Yeah,
your body,
yeah.
If you lose over 100 pounds quickly, you're going
to... I know, I used to know someone like that.
Oh,
you
really?
Know? And then the skin is just like so loose, you know, you can pull it.
Yeah, my mom actually, she's like that.
Yeah.
She was kind of always like a larger, not larger, but like a very voluptuous, you know, she was around 5'7", taller than me, really curvy, like, you know, just she always looked supple. And I remember as a kid, you know, those memories, because I didn't really grow up with her past the age of 10. So I remember her being really pretty and kind of supple and very Marilyn looking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she apparently, I don't know what happened because I didn't live with her, but she had gained a lot of weight.
Right.
And then she got her stomach stapled, which is back when they stapled it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And she lost a lot of weight. And then she would go and we'd still go out to eat occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
You can't eat a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So she would overeat and still try to go to buffets and stuff.
Wow.
And then she'd get
and
sick.
And then you get sick, yeah.
And then she'd go to the manager and say, hey, I just got food poisoning. We get our meals for free. I'm not even lying. We went to Epcot Center at Disney World.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, like, even as a kid, like, kids are smart. Kids know when something's screwed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kids know when something's off. And I was like, we're sitting there eating. My mom's eating. And then she starts to go, oh. She's like, I don't. She's like, this food is disgusting. There's something wrong with this food. I'm thinking, no, Mom, you're doing what you always do. Like, you overeat. And you can only eat, like, five bites and you have to stop. Why are you at bite number eight?
Yeah.
You know, you're at bite number eight right now. So then she goes to the bathroom. Then she went to, the GM, the manager. And she's like, this food is disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got our meal free.
So, yeah. So it's not just the operation. I mean, you have to be in a state of mind where you want to get thin, you know?
I definitely – I mean, I can judge people for doing that path. I have friends that have done both.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if somebody's not – like, they're eating – if people are – if it's not a physical thing, but if people are overeating – because of emotional stuff, you know what I mean? Well, they're just going to pick up another habit,
right.
Or they're going to restretch their stomach out, or they're going to be constantly sick.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's a lot of, a friend of mine says, you know, she said a lot of people she knows that have had the lap band they've gained all their weight back.
Yeah, you got to change your lifestyle.
Can you believe it though? You go in there for the surgery, spend a lot of money, you get this lap band, and then you come out of it, and then you're still going to like,
because they expect it to be like a magic cure, you know? It's like, I don't have to work hard and I'll lose weight.
Which is really funny because I remember seeing a billboard that says, go have the cheeseburger. The lap band can help. And then it was like, have the cheeseburger and the lap band. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I know, I know. Some people have big problems with food, you know. It's unfortunate.
And my mom has had her, she's had the, now she has a gastric bypass. Mm-hmm. So now no more stomach staple. She's like done it like a million times.
Yeah.
So now she's super skinny.
Really?
Like she's like a size 4 and she's 5'7".
So that does work, huh?
Yeah, I mean, she's skinny and she's got like little bony fingers. But when we went to this little boutique one time, I went to go visit her, I don't know, about 5 years ago. And first time in a long time to see my mom, right? So we went to this boutique because we were going to go grab some cute clothes because we were going to go karaokeing that night because she's hot. She's, your mother's still hot, Kara, okay? Your mother may be 47, but I am still hot, Kara. So then we show up at this little boutique, and it's like something that 16-year-olds would wear.
Right.
My mom is grabbing all this clothes, and she stands and she opens up her dressing room door, and she's standing there in her bra and panties. And I was like, oh, man, man. Like, she's thin, but, you know, there's that, like, the thighs sagging a bit. I mean, weird places sag, like your thighs, stomach, you know. And she's thin, but it's like, I guess you have to go in there and cut that out.
Looks like you're melting, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. But it's so weird because she's a young mom, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just 50 now.
She's very young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
She's your age, Sam.
Thank you. Somehow I can't think of you like that. Is you could have been my daughter.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Could you have had, what age you would have had me at 20, huh? No, 21.
Well, 22. Think of your mom. Yeah. I mean, at 22. Yeah.
Yeah. Having 22. A kid at 22.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy, huh?
That is crazy. Just to think when you were born, I was already 22. My God. Lived a third of my life already.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
22.
Wow.
I went on a date with a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Back in San Diego.
That's, yeah. But you said that's kind of unusual for
me. It was. I didn't expect it. But there's been a guy, and I don't want to go into all my dirty details, but there is a gentleman who I've met about 4 years ago, and he pops in and out of the picture. Like.
Oh, really?
Know. Yeah. He's somebody I'm really attracted to, but it's completely not the right combination.
I see.
You know, he doesn't want to get married, he doesn't want kids, but he really, really likes me and I really like him. You know what I mean? So it's one of these things where I try not to return the text. I try not to call him back. Sometimes I break down. Sometimes I don't. So there you go. I mean, you guys can relate, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he's actually 48.
Yeah.
And he's pushing 49.
Okay. Well, that's the same thing. So you're an equal opportunity
dater. Yeah. I mean, I one time I did a dating service a long time ago and it was this kind of elite type dating service where they, you know, they kind of meet you and then, I mean, the people do, they're like little brokers or something. They meet you, they profile, they really interview you and they try to match you up with the right guy or whatever. And I had a really broad age range because I'm attracted to older men, but I realized quickly, I went on about 5 dates and these goons they kept setting me up with, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like no style.
Uh-huh.
They didn't look like a relevant. They didn't look, you know, in touch.
They looked,
I was embarrassed to go on a couple dates, not because the guys were like completely ugly, but one guy looked like a T-ball coach.
T-ball?
Yeah, like he was wearing tennis shoes, which isn't bad, guys, but I'm just saying I was like 23 or 24, and he's wearing like socks up to his knees with tennis shoes.
Uh-huh.
And then like shorts and we're like, doo, 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 doo. And I was like, oh, this is awkward. And I think he felt awkward too. Cause he was like, yeah, she's not into me and this is not the right fit.
Yeah.
You could just tell if it's not the right fit.
Yeah.
But they kept sending me these guys because of the older demographic that I had. And then I was like, you know what? I can't do this. And you guys don't get the whole like, you know, 45, but like fit and shape. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, like they just didn't get it.
Yeah.
But whatever. Who knows?
Whatever. Yeah.
Who knows?
Now tell me something. If I wanted to put on a costume tomorrow night.
What are we going to go
what
for?
What do you suggest?
I mean,
I don't even know where to begin.
Let's start here.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any celebrities that you personally like? That you would like to be like?
No.
Okay. We'll scratch that. Are there any movies that you really, really like? That you are like, I like this movie. I like that movie.
Yeah. I like The Matrix. I like
you
the way
like the
Neo
Matrix?
Looked and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's actually a great idea.
Yeah?
So yeah.
Just get like a black jacket, sunglasses.
You need a black jacket, sunglasses, and then you know what you can wear underneath it? You can wear, what does he have? Like just black pants and black shirt.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's easy. Make sure it's a cool, long black trench jacket.
Right. Well, where am I going to get one? I have one that's not black, though.
No, you need a black
trench.
One. Well, you can
go. It's dark. It's very dark.
And then you can get. Oh, how dark is it? Like a dark, dark gray?
Yeah.
I think
like
you can
very.
Get some black gloves.
Gloves? I don't think he had gloves.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, the costume is not that, you know, that involved. I mean, what do you have to, you know? But
and, well, if you could do this, what if you could, you know, wear get your black jacket and then wear black boots, you know, and mm-hmm. black pants and a black shirt, and yeah. then have the jacket and then black have your sunglasses in. Could you like maybe go get some shoe polish and put dark in your hair?
No, I'm not going to do that. I've had enough experience with that shit.
I remember I was like, what, 2 weeks into working here? And I remember you came in and I was like, what's going on? With this
yeah, thing? What's going on?
It wasn't
trying
that bad,
to go
though.
Blonde and it ended up being every color in the book except blonde.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's funny.
No, I gave up on that one.
That was really funny. I like the gray.
Yeah.
I think guys get away with gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People tell me I should just keep it the way it is. So I am, you know. Look, the way I figured, it's better than being bald, you know.
I don't know any women that really have a problem with men with gray hair, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
That's true.
It somehow looks distinguished. It looks good. It's a handsome thing.
Just makes me feel like I look a little older. But
really?
What the hell, you know. I mean, I got to embrace my age, you know.
We don't look old.
Yeah. I know I don't, which is good.
You have like very little wrinkles.
Yeah, and not only that, but you know, I don't have a big gut and everything, you know, and
yeah.
You know, I don't let myself go, you know. So, and plus I guess I'm fortunate to have some good genes, you know. So, I don't really, you know, I mean, I watch what I eat. I have to, you know, otherwise I start bloating up and stuff, but
you just don't seem like a big eater though.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not really.
Yeah.
You know, I have a couple meals a day, maybe a couple of snacks in between, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I met this girl, and she's like, yeah, she's going through some hard time right now. And she's like, I just haven't eaten anything all day. I haven't eaten anything all day.
Wow.
And then she's like, I think my gene size is going down. I don't even know if that's a good thing. And I'm like, well, if you're not going to eat it, shut up and pass it here. You know, like, I'll eat it. Like, I just don't have empathy for people that can't eat. I'm like, you know what? I never knew depression was so delicious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got some bad feelings? Pass them over here. I'll eat them for you.
Yeah.
I don't get this whole, oh, I can't eat. I'm like, go get happy. You might be happier and not depressed if you eat a good meal.
It's so funny when you go, when I listen to the replays, it's so funny. I just roll on the floor.
Really?
When you do that.
I bet it's just that vulnerable, like put on little vulnerable attitude. Like, uh-huh. I can't do it. I can't eat. Well, then shut up and give me your sandwich.
Yeah.
She did actually one day. She's like, do you want the rest of this? I was like, yes, because I was hungry.
Yeah.
I was really hungry and I was like, oh man, that looks really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, how much do you eat? Like 2-3 meals a day or
what? You know what? I don't, right, you know, I don't really monitor it that much. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I overeat, but I think sometimes my thing is I go too long without eating.
Mm. And then you get really hungry and you
yeah,
start.
But I'm not really, I'd rather eat with people than by myself. It's not as fun, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
If it's just me, I usually have breakfast in the morning. And then I have coffee and breakfast, and then I usually don't eat anything until like around 3, you know.
Okay.
And then or somewhere in the late afternoon, which is usually right when I'm going to work,
mm-hmm.
and I'll usually have like a salad or a sandwich or something like that. And then mm-hmm. later on that night, because now I'm up late,
right? Then
I'll
you have
figure
to eat
it.
At
I'll
night.
Figure it out. But ideally, I mean, you know, ideally it's like as you guys know, I'm not gonna pretend I'm somewhere I'm not. Like I haven't been stable, so. If there's food there, I'm not going to turn it down if there's carbs or fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like in a – because eating healthy, I think, really does take planning and it takes money. Because usually produce and vegetables and your meat and everything, it's usually – it's costly versus
right.
eating –
you can't eat fast food and all that stuff.
So, yeah. So yeah. It's kind of like, you know – it's kind of like if there's food available and they're like, hey, do you want this or do you want that? I'm like, yes, thank you, God, I got food. Like, yeah. I mean, it sounds a little bit like just existing, but it's humbling and you kind of just live and you're kind of like, oh, I'm grateful to eat, you know, and I'll go on a run. Like, I ran yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went on a run yesterday. Awesome. And so I just, you know, kind of just eat for what it is and be grateful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, I think it's good to be grateful for what it is and not overly idolize food or to also... you know, either be so afraid of what you're eating or overindulge. You know what I mean? It's both. Yeah. It's both idolatry, is what I'm trying to say. It's both taking food and making it into this thing.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you've got to. You really have to watch. You know, because like for example, if it were up to me, I'd eat like all the fucking time. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of great shit out there to mm-hmm. eat, but I just make a conscious decision. Like, when was it? I ordered some like pizza or something, uh-huh. right? And then, you know, online, so right before you're ready to place the order,
it's
they
like,
ask
do you, want
you
this, this, and
yeah,
this.
This and this, and all this dessert, you know, those mud pies and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Or what they call it, like lava or something? Or,
yeah, lava cake.
Yeah, lava cake, you know, when it's hot fudge inside?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, this would be good. And then I thought, you know what? I can save 1,000 fucking calories right now if I don't order it. And
well,
that's what I did.
The way I look at it is like, it's like, which I've never been good at this, but it's like your bank account.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, it's never been my strong suit, but it's like, let's say you have a certain amount of money in there and you have a certain, there's a limit, right? And there's where do you want to spend it? I look at calories like that. I'm like, do I want to eat throughout the day and have really well-balanced meals and have like a very stable insulin level, which is the best way to go, right? You know? Or do I want to just indulge today and eat this and then go on a run and then not eat this later? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You can do it that way too.
Right.
The other way though that I'm talking about is more, it's unstable. It's, you could get hungrier later. You can have, you know, you can change your temperament. There's a lot of different things you can, you know, it's a more unstable way to do it. But I think that's how life is. You know, there's going to be days like women that are going to start their period. They want like chocolate. They want this, you know.
Yeah.
So then the next few days, maybe you run harder or you eat less. You know what I mean? Kind of like that. Like you figure out where to kind of cut corners so you can have that little whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me right now, it's very simple. Like I just get up, I have my coffee, I get some breakfast, and then, you know, I figure out what I'm going to eat during the day and I don't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
And go on a run. And then, but no, I think, I mean, when things kind of stable off a little bit more, I want to get into, a running group specifically for marathon or a half marathon training. Because I've always wanted to be in a group doing it, but I've just never really committed the time.
I bet you it's easier when you do it with a group.
I think it is too, but you really have to go, okay, Saturday morning is a long run.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I wake up at 5 a.m. on a Saturday. You know what I mean? And you got to go drive to where they're meeting, and then you do your run and da-da-da-da. And there's like, that's like a commitment. You're going, okay, that means you can't drink too much the night before. You can't eat too much. I mean, it's not just too much. You can't stay out too late. You know what I mean?
Right.
Things like that. So you have to like make sure. And if you're working and stuff, you're already tired. So it's like one of those things where I'm like,
Like too much trouble on a Saturday morning.
But if it's a goal you want to do and you've always wanted to do it, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I had a blast running the marathon. I would have done a lot better if I had trained in a group.
Yeah.
You know, and had major training. I mean, I did pretty good I finished it without like any training other than I ran 5 miles here, 8 miles there, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But we're talking like this is a lot of mileage. So had I been in a group and really planned it, I think I would have really kicked some major ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So how's the new job? Are you enjoying it? I got to tell you, since you started, you seem a lot more confident.
Let me tell you, I feel a lot better. There's something about just having a job. Like, you're like, oh, I feel good. Thank you, God. Like, it's just, I feel, I remember like, I just feel like so much is lifted because I've been looking for work, you know, here and there, and I've had little gigs here and there, and I've had a lot of stuff fall through, and everything's been so revolving, and it's just been the instability of everything and the inconsistency of everything starts to wear you down, you know, and then you get so close to something, it doesn't happen, and you're like, damn, you know. So yeah, I feel great, and I'm meeting some really nice people there, and it's just interesting, and it feels, I feel a lot better.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I don't think it was just a job issue. I was feeling down. I was just kind of feeling like, you know, you can get overwhelmed with the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need to focus on day by day. Like, what do I need to do today? What's the littlest thing? What do I just need to do today? What's today? How do I need to live? How do I need to think? What do I need to do? And just one day at a time. And I think I was like working to the bone, trying to get everything off the ground and trying to do all these big things. And it was just overwhelming, and it was making me angry and frustrated, and da, 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 da. And then all the little things. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling.
You
but my
were
point
overwhelmed.
Is, very overwhelmed. I was just doing a lot that wasn't getting anywhere.
Yeah.
So then you feel like you've expended a lot of energy.
Right. Yeah. It's discouraging.
Yeah. It's just a lot. You're like, what?
Yeah.
You know. But and now I'm just doing a little simple job, and it's like the simplicity of it all. I'm like, hey, this is kind of nice.
Yeah. You know, and you get to meet people, like you said.
Yeah.
You know,
really
get to be around people. It's better than being alone. You know.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. Everybody's everybody's really cool there and, you know, having fun with it. So listen, next week, the 28th, if you guys are in Los Angeles, I will be performing a pretty good amount of time at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. Mm-hmm. It's with the Pretty Funny Women venue, and they're awesome. It's the longest female running show in Los Angeles. It's a real honor to be a part of it, and you're going. We're going to pick you up.
Yeah.
You're coming.
What day of the week is it?
Thursday.
Wednesday? Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm picking you up.
I'll be there.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not picking you up because you got your own cool car.
I've got a car.
But
I
I'm making
can make
sure
it there.
You making sure you go. And then, because don't do this whole I don't want to go out kind of thing.
No, I won't. I mean, now I don't have anything to do. You know, my wife's gone, so.
But is there any way we could put a link on it on the website or something for people to look at? Like, how about some promotion here, Sam, is what I'm trying to say.
You want to promote it.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's going to be a good show. It's I don't promote everything I do because some stuff it's hit or miss or it's, you know, but this is going to be a really cool show. And it's,
let me think how we can do it. Okay.
Yeah, well, I have a flyer.
I mean, we can do it on Facebook. We've got over 5,000 fans there.
Well, why don't we start there? Cool. But why not? But yeah, just do like a, or even on our homepage, do, or like a little, I'll send you the flyer.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll talk about it later.
I'm all trying to.
The front page, the real estate out there is pretty expensive.
Whatever. Cut me a damn deal. I'll pay you back. I owe you.
No, we'll promote it, though.
Or on our page or something like that.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah, it's going to be a great show, so everybody come out. And then this weekend I'm leaving today, like a little bit after the show, and we're going to Northern California.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really excited because it's going to be really pretty up there, and apparently there's a lot of deer, rolling hills. There's vineyards. You know, I'm going to get my wine on.
Mm-hmm.
My wine, cheese, and chats is what we call it. Wine, cheese, and chats. Wine, cheese, and chats. And we're staying in a really nice hotel the first night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's a really pretty hotel that's in the downtown heart of Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
And it's a really pretty nice, plush kind of boutique hotel. Mm-hmm. And they, like, give you complimentary wine when you're there and everything. And so we're going to do that. And then we're going to go out that night. And then the next day, we're going to, like, kind of, you know, sightsee around that area and stuff.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you and Dina are ever just like...
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to, but it's too far. I mean,
no.
Like I told you, for 2 days, it's just not enough time.
No, I'm not saying come with us because I know you got stuff going on, but I'm saying if you're ever
not
like...
with you, but in general, to go up to that area, we've wanted to, like the wine country, Sonoma and that, but it's too far. Like if you want to take a weekend... You spend 2 days just driving back and forth, you know?
Well,
so.
The biggest part that's beautiful about this trip is going up the PCH.
Right.
So
but
you
if you go on PCH, it'll take you forever to get there.
It doesn't matter because that's what you plan for. You plan to go, we're going to drive 8 hours. We're going to get out of the car. We're going to take the photos.
Right.
We're going to stop in Big Sur, have lunch, overlooking like a rugged cliff that we could fall down and crush ourselves and go, whoa. You know, and then we're going to go all the way up the coast and we're going to go to San Francisco. And just, and do it like that. And then you just stay one night or two nights and then you drive back.
Yeah.
The fast way.
Yeah.
You can do it.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, you know, I hope that you get to get there quickly, but.
Well, we're going up the way. We're going up the 5.
Right. So you're not taking the
We're doing
Pacific
it on the way
Coast.
Back. Because I'm coming back on Sunday. So we're going to do that on Sunday.
Okay.
You guys, if you've never been to the West Coast of the States, it's so beautiful. And the coastline is really pretty. I mean, these are some breathtaking views, you know?
Yeah, it's really is.
It's kind of like, I remember I did this a few years ago. We rented a convertible and drove up the coast. And I remember going, you see a lot of, this is where they film a lot of commercials for cars and things like that.
Right.
And it's really windy. And my friend was driving and she's just like, she was in the military. So she was a little crazy. She was like, wah, wah. I was like, relax. I need you to just relax. And we had the best time. But these views, you go, I can't believe I'm getting to see this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. You get to see something. You're like, I can't believe I'm here. I get to see this.
Yeah.
It's
no,
so
it is. It is pretty, for sure.
Yeah, but I've never been in northern California. Like this is pretty northern. It's north of Sacramento, so it's pretty up there. But then you have, Oregon and Washington. I've never been to those states. Have you been there?
No. Well, to Seattle I have, but but that's about it.
Oh really? Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
That's kind of your thing, right? Because it's like it's rainy.
Except it wasn't raining when we were there. So
oh, really?
Go figure. But no, it was it was cool. I liked Seattle. It's a very nice place. And sometimes I go up to Sacramento. There's a place called Paradise. It's like a very little town north of Sacramento. And I go there sometimes because I have a friend that lives there.
Uh-huh.
So maybe like once a year I go up there and stuff. But I fly to Sacramento and I don't really see anything there. So I don't know how pretty the city is.
There's supposed to be a really great like old town Sacramento. It's like the old west where they started doing a lot of the gold rush and the panning and there's some cobblestone streets and
it's
supposed to be really nice, you know. And that's the capital. I guess it's pretty.
Yeah, it's the capital of California. So all the government is there, I'm sure.
Yeah. So that'll be, I don't know, I'm not really that into
it, you'll probably have fun. I mean, if you can make it there in the 3 days that you have, then you'll have fun, you know.
Well, we'll probably get there around like 6 or 7 tonight.
Yeah.
And then, that's cool.
Yeah, what are you going to do there then? We can't see anything.
No, we're going to go out.
You go out on the town.
Going to Old Town Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
And then Sunday we'll probably go to San Francisco.
San Francisco. Yeah, it's beautiful. Have you been there?
Yes, I have been there.
Yeah.
It's a great city, huh?
It really is.
I haven't really like been in the, I mean, I think it's very different when you're in the vibe of a city and you're in the culture and you kind of get the tone. And I think as a visitor, it's, you know, with a day or a few hours to kill, you don't really get all that, but you can still see it. And it's a gorgeous city.
Yeah.
I mean, the Golden Gate Bridge, there's a lot of, I was surprised with how many pretty parks that they have.
Yeah.
And the hilliness of the city and the trolley, it's like, wow, this is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when we went, it happened to be sunny both days, so it's a very dramatic city. It's very gorgeous, but you know, apparently it's normally overcast.
Yeah, and they have that big market there. I forgot what the name of it is. It's like right on the
pier.
On the pier, yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's really pretty there. It's like indoors, but but there's like a pier and stuff there, so it's pretty cool. You should try and catch that.
Yeah. I will.
Yeah, it's not a big city. I mean, so you can get from one place to the other quickly.
Yeah, it's not It's not that big.
No.
Which I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like, LA is massive.
That's why it's got a vibe to it. You know, San Francisco definitely has a vibe.
Well, Austin, Texas is kind of, not, I mean, not the same feel, but it's got the same, it's a small town.
Right.
But it's very, you can navigate around it, you can move around it, and it does, I think, have that kind of, you know, concentrated vibe because it's kind of, you know, all central and it's tiny.
I know. Nothing compares to the big city, you know. I mean, it's like, it's totally different when you live in the city. But, you know, I've always lived in big cities, so I don't know that I could ever live in a small town, because you get used to all the conveniences and everything. Although, I would like to.
Well, places like San Francisco is definitely still it's a city.
Yeah.
I got to
it. I'm talking about like much smaller towns and stuff. I don't know how people can do that. Like in Austin, for example, I don't think I could live in Austin.
Oh, you could, because it's got everything.
It does have everything.
Yeah, it's not like a.
But I think I would feel too small. Like when I lived in Vegas, you know, that has everything too. But then after a while, it just felt too small for me.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about. I mean, as far as having amenities and all these different things, yes, those cities have that. But I think that, what you're talking about is, I think, a more grand kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to live on a lake or something, you know?
Well, how are you going to do that living in the city?
That would be so cool. Well, not in the city. That's what I'm saying. Eventually, I probably should move. And have kind of a peaceful life, you know? I don't know. It sounds good.
No, I know. I know another guy that wants to have a lake on that.
Although, I don't know how long I would last there, you know?
Really?
But, yeah. And then some people have ranches, you know, and that sounds so cool. Have a range.
Would you stay in California or would you leave somewhere else?
I don't know. I mean, actually, there's a lot of nice places in the rest of the country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to stay in California.
No, there's a lot of beautiful places.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But the weather here is cool.
Yeah, you can't be with a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, so what do you want me to do? Well, can't you wait like a few minutes?
Fine.
Huh? Can you wait?
Yeah.
No? Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We'll cut the show short.
Sorry,
because
guys,
Sarah has to go. Kara has to go because my daughter is Sarah. So
really?
Yeah. Sometimes I get confused. But Kara does have to go. So we'll cut the show just a few minutes short. We beg your
forgiveness,
your mercy and forgiveness. And I'm going to keep you here for another 5 minutes. No, everybody, thank you all for joining us. It is Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you all here on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.